What the Actual Fork podcast is co-hosted by two intuitive eating registered dietitians, yours truly, Sammy Previtt, owner of Fine Food Freedom, and Jenna Warner, owner of Happy Strong Healthy.
We can't stand diet culture bullshit and love keeping it real. Our mission is for all humans to believe that they are made for so much more than chasing a smaller body. We are also here to share with you that food can be fun and pleasurable again.
Although we are medical professionals, we are human beings too. We are not afraid to share our deepest, darkest secrets and how many years of our lives were taken by diet culture.
We started this podcast so no human has to feel alone in their journey towards food freedom. So get comfy and join us for a casual combo where you can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and grow.
We are so grateful that you're here. So if you enjoy this podcast and want to connect further, we invite you to follow along on Instagram at @WhatTheActualForkPod and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast so we can continue to share this message with more and more people. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of What the Actual Fork podcast. And we're starting with ASMR of Jenna biting into a beautiful burrito.
Burrito.
Jenna, give us a bite
female
over
version.
There.
Ready?
Oh my gosh, it's so crunchy and good.
I put it in the air fryer. It's really good.
You know what? I just got some sausage, egg, like breakfast burritos, some frozen ones. So I feel like I should air fry those.
So I went to Costco yesterday during like a baby nap, which is like all day long for babies. I strapped this kid on me and we just walked the aisles looking for easy prep foods. And I found these burritos and they're so good. My husband said they had no flavor, but he didn't put this guacamole on it like I'm doing. And they're like game changing. So the new guacamole salsa mixture from Trader Joe's on top of the Real Good Foods spicy burrito. Great combo.
Did you happen to run
Not
into Flav City while you were at Costco?
No, but if I did, I would have put his head through the freezer section as I was purchasing all sorts of frozen foods.
I want to put out like a PSA to all dietitians that we should stop stitching his shit because he probably fucking loves it. And like, I understand that like, we all know as people who have social media accounts that if we stitch his shit, it has a very good likelihood of like getting good traction. But I think about all the time, like how much free PR we're giving this dude. Cause I really don't think there's such bad thing as like bad public. There's not such thing as bad publicity. Like all publicity is good in a sense. So this guy is just getting like so much.
I totally agree. However, his engagement is so fucking high that I feel like people don't think that he's bad. And if I don't continue to tell people that he's bad, like how will they know? Because he's fucking toxic. Like he's so bad. He is one of the worst offenders on social media for parents. Like I cannot even describe to you if I was not a dietitian in this space that knew better. I would look in my pantry right now and be like, this guy's saying I'm killing my kid. Like,
yeah. I would literally think I was the worst mother ever.
Here comes
and have
Harriet.
So much. I actually think like this should be a new thing where we just.
What is Jenna eating?
See, I actually used to do podcasts with that, like with eating, but then so many people have like aversions to hearing people eat, but like I like it. Like I used to watch an account that was ASMR of French bulldogs eating because they're like snarly and they just like it's so crunchy and cute. Like
now I don't want to offend anyone, so I'm gonna finish this carrot while you tell us your What the Actual Fork moment while I'm on mute.
Okay, so What the Actual Fork moment, obviously Bobby from Flav City is always our What the Actual Fork moment of the week, but I sent Jenna a video, I think it was this morning. One of my interns had sent it to me. Her and I will go back and forth. And she's like, what do you think about this? And like, she's learning about food freedom and intuitive eating. And I'll just kind of give her my two cents. And she sent me that video. And I could not stop laughing. Moral of the story, this girl is like, I have given up sugar for 30 days and I am a new person. All of my diseases have gone away. I am the healthiest person I've ever met. My husband and I don't fight anymore. Like, and I wish
that was my favorite part.
I was going to say, I wish I was exaggerating, but like, I'm not. Like,
that was my favorite part.
She actually says those things. And I just like wrote back to the intern like, ha, 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 ha. Like, first of all, sugar's in everything. Also, like, carbohydrates break down into glucose, which is a fancy word for sugar, which is our body and our brain's number one source of energy. So really confused about that whole thing. Like, she hasn't given up sugar. The comment section was like,
do you eat any fruit or vegetables or honey? And I was like dying at the comments.
Yeah. It was just like, but like,
but people really believe this shit.
I know. And that's where like, I think like the more videos I see like this though, I want to crawl in a hole and never go on social. Like yes. I live in this weird ambivalence of like wanting to respond to these and also never opening up social media apps because it's just, that's my what the actual fork moment though, is someone saying that they gave up sugar and their like life is now complete.
So, and my question back too is like, if I was the dietitian and this was like my one-on-one client and like, I'm trying to come at it from like a very empathetic and compassionate lens, it's like, okay, how much sugar are you actually eating to begin with that you give it up, quote unquote, and you feel differently? Because if the only thing that you eat every single day are tablespoons of sugar, then sure, adding in other foods is going to make you feel different. But that's 100%. Not what she's saying in this video. She's saying to anybody out there, no matter how much sugar you are eating, you know, if you give it up, you will no longer fight with your husband. So like, that's where social media becomes so problematic, because people are not sharing like the whole story.
You know what you just made me think of, which I actually wrote this down like in a creative whatever notebook this morning when I was watching some content, is a content idea that I had was like responding to a video in like, so stitching a video and responding as like myself. And then responding as the intuitive eating counselor, because like they're very different. Like when you see a video like that, you're like, what the fuck? But then whenever you, like if I had a client like that I was working with, I would never say that. And I would come from a place of curiosity. It's like so funny how you can have like such different hats on and hold such different space. But I think it's because it went so viral on the internet. Ugh. And then again, it's causing so much harm is why I'm coming at it from the place of like,
ugh. And now that's her whole personality, is responding to people about her sugar. Like, it's wild. But I think my what the actual fork moment is the one star review that we got. Says, I'm worried for their children.
Oh, I sent you that. Remember I sent
and
you
I
that?
Just pulled it up. And it's just like really fucking funny, because like, same, right? Like, thank you, unnamed source, for your care.
I'm like, why are they listening to the podcast if you're worried for our children? They must have been a one-time listener.
What are you worried about? I'm worried right now because we're potty training and it's fucking awful.
Oh, I never want to do that. We actually got Sienna a potty for Christmas because she loves like coming into the bathroom. And so
totally.
She will. She'll just come in and sit on it. And some, like the other day, like I lost her for like 30 seconds and like was convinced that she was gone. And she was just sitting on the body with her pants pulled up, just like sitting there.
Two things. I hear girls are a little bit easier to potty train than boys for whatever reason. So like, go with that. And then second, when Noah turned one, maybe one and a half, we got one of those potties too, just as like, you know, the same thing, like an activity. And like, he would be so good at like just going like in the morning or like being curious about it and playing. And like, people are like, do it when he's ready, do it when he's ready. So we'd like start this routine where like we would introduce it. Anyway, I am not an expert, very, very clearly. But so on January 1st, he'll be 3 next week. And January 1st, I was just like, fuck it, you're just going to put underwear on and we're going to go do something and we're going to figure this out. And he was amazing. Like, we peed at Kohl's. He was great. Like, we did all these things. He just stayed dry all day. And then ever since that day, it's just like, he's like, fuck you, mom. Like, I'm not ready. And it's just, it's not really that fun is all I'm going to say.
Like, what I think about with all this kind of stuff, though, is like, okay, so let's say he keeps wearing pull-ups or diapers or whatever they wear at his age. Like, he's eventually going to be potty trained. Totally. And like, the older they get, the more they understand. Totally. So it's like, so he stays in pull-ups for a little bit, right?
You know what's hilarious, though, is my cousin said it best. She was like, pull-ups were irrelevant to my daughter. She was like, they were just something else to shit in. It's like, I totally see that. Cause like Noah doesn't think it's anything different because they go in the garbage. So I'm like, I just like went with the underwear. They're pretty cheap. So like the ones that were just tossing when he poos in them,
yeah.
I'm like, it's the same as diapers in this moment in time. But like, it's like not intuitive. And I think we talked about this on our last podcast, but like everything that we're doing right now, like we've never done before as parents. They've never done as children. Like, I've never done this before, and I'm not good at it.
You're learning. You're giving yourself grace, and you're really not,
because I'm really mad at myself, like, every day.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's hard, man. If there are two things about me that I think everybody probably knows at this point, one is I am a sucker for skincare products. I am obsessed with skincare products. I love trying new things, especially if, here comes number two, the packaging is aesthetically pleasing. And I've recently started using OneSkin's products, two products specifically, the face and the eye. And they are not only beautifully aesthetically pleasing in their packaging, which is also refillable, which I absolutely love. And I think is like very, very, what's the right word for this? Forward. What would you say is a word for that? It's like very advanced, but it's also scientifically proven with their peptides called OS1 that targets lines and wrinkles right where they start at your cells. And they call these products supplements because they really support your skin and they feel so creamy on. It's super easy to use. And I've been using the products now for a couple weeks and I'm pretty obsessed.
I need to send you in our master bath. We just put up these like sleek metal black shelves. And I swear to God, we got these products like the day that we put the shelves up. And it was like, this is perfect for the shelves. Like they look so beautiful. But OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. And by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. So you can get started with 15% off using code FORK, FORK at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FORK. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please let them know you heard about OneSkin through What the Actual Fork podcast. New year, healthier skin. That's OneSkin.
What else is going on in your world?
Well, I don't know if we want to do this on this podcast, but I think just being that it's the new year, being that, you know, people are feeling the pressure everywhere from diet culture right now, I think it's an exciting time to announce and to share that we're both taking health insurance, and I will loudly and proudly say that I'm doing it because of you. And so, I mean, for anyone listening, we never talk about that on here. Like,
no, we don't talk about our businesses either, which I think people should know about.
Of course, because if people are listening and they're saying like, hey, you've been super helpful, like all of these things, both Jenna and I now take health insurance. I know you've been doing it.
And let's talk about
why. Yeah, you go first.
Well, I think, you know, I started this conversation with my husband about feeling like there was something like pulling me in like weird directions in my business about a year ago now. I was connected with the co-founder of a third-party company that started just asking me questions about my business and asking me about, you know, what is the number one reason why people don't sign on with your business? That's cash pay. And I started to like really like journal on that question. And it came down to that the only reason that people that really needed the help, like really were interested, either had, you know, diagnoses that they wanted to work on or were borderline eating disorder, disordered eating, whatever it was that they were looking for, that they really needed the support. The only reason they weren't signing up to work with us was because of finances. And it started to like pain me to not be then able to say like, hey, I know this practice that is weight neutral, that will give you the same care that takes insurance. And so that didn't really exist. And so when we started having this conversation, I started like talking to my team and my husband and, you know, just about like what this could potentially look like. And it took me 6 or 7 months to like finally say like, let's do this. And long story short, long-winded answer, it's the reality is that working with a registered dietitian that is weight neutral and getting you, whether you want to call it food freedom or just understanding your true nutritional needs or healing from or being in recovery from any disordered relationship in general when it comes to your wellness, is a luxury service that is now available through insurance providers at a non-luxury price. And I think that's something that, like, I'm so incredibly proud to be part of this movement that is allowing this care to be more accessible and affordable to people. And, like, it didn't really exist before because the people that were taking insurance previously were also, and one of the things that, like, really pushed me over the edge was, like, a lot of the companies that offered eating disorder recovery for insurance also offered weight loss, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you could be put into a company, which is amazing that they had both options, but you could be working with a dietitian that, like, her client right before you was, you know, wanting to lose weight, and then you're next and, you know, your eating disorder, and it, like, maybe the information, I don't know. But for me, having just a safe place where all of the registered dietitians are only seeing weight neutral or only providing weight neutral care was just something that was, like, really important to me. And so Happy Strong Healthy 3.0, 4.0, 5.0 at this point is basically now almost 100% insurance based. And it's really exciting. And I'm so excited that you are with this too, because I've told people, I actually told a client, a potential client the other day that, you know, I'm doing this yoga presentation in towards the end of the month, and the owner of the studio is a What the Actual Fork follower. So hello, shout out to you, an LOM studio up in Cranford, New Jersey. But she had mentioned, you know, that she's listened to us forever. She's super excited about the insurance. And I mentioned that Fine Food Freedom was now also taking insurance. And if you want somebody that wants to do basically, like, true intuitive eating and walking through those principles covered from insurance, like, I wouldn't recommend Happy Strong Healthy. I would recommend Fine Food Freedom. And I think that that is, like, so cool that we have the ability to do this now.
Well, thank you so much.
My house for that. Shook.
That's amazing. And literally while you said that, like, it's turning black outside and the thunder is just rolling in. So
great.
Just so great. That's fun. But no, I think, you know, obviously hearing you over the past however many months talking about your transition of taking insurance and those reasons that you've shared with me, you know, right here and then off air and then some, have been super helpful to help me make that jump. And I think anytime someone says, like, what is the mission of Fine Food Freedom? I always say it's, like, to help as many people as possible make peace with food and their bodies. And I would say that over and over and over again, but then when I would look at what we were offering, we were only able to service such a privileged client and somebody in a very specific socioeconomic status. And at the end of the day, like, everybody deserves access to fair, unbiased healthcare. And so
I have the chills.
It's just, you know, you look at it and also, like, we are privileged, both you and I, to be entrepreneurs and business owners that have the ability to do this as well. But yeah, so I think I just, like, eventually was like, why would we not do this? Like, I really couldn't come up with a reason not to. And I mean, we are very green into this versus you, I know, have been doing it for a few months now, like, many months, but just in the past week, I mean, the messages rolling in of people just saying, like, thank you so much for making this care accessible. I'm like, the amount of people that were told they didn't have nutrition benefits too, and then because, like, you know, that third party that's helping you and I can help run benefit checks to get coverage. Like, the amount of people that now have unlimited sessions that thought that they can never meet with a dietitian.
Unlimited sessions.
Like, that is literally invaluable.
My dad applied the other day because I'm his daughter, but he doesn't listen to me. And he was like, I'm probably not going to have coverage, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. Like, we ran his benefits. And unlimited care. He has his first meeting on Thursday. He's like, I'm so excited, you know, and I part, right? Like, it's available to the people who literally the only thing that was holding them back is like, I'm not going to be able to afford it. So like, I'm going to do this on my own. Or I had somebody like roll into my DMs the other day saying, I impulse purchased this course because I did it not from me, not from you, but from another dietitian. And it's like, you know, I spent all this money on this course because I couldn't afford one-on-one. And like the course is not really what I need. And it's not really, you know, exactly what is best for me right now. And like, I wish I knew prior to purchasing this that I could see a dietitian essentially for free. And like, there are other options, you know, some people have a copay, some people might have a couple sessions covered and then, you know, move on into a different model after that. But the ability to have at least one session with a registered dietitian who makes you feel safe, who hears you, who can help guide you in the right direction and take you away from the social media bullshit is so incredibly invaluable. Like I can't, my burrito's coming back up. I cannot even describe it. And it's like, I don't know why all dietitians don't do this. And I believe that they will at some point because this is the future.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And I forget the stat of, I could do a quick Google search. I think it's 300 million. Hold on. How many people have health insurance? I should know this. I feel like we talked about this. Well, that's a percentage. 92% of it's saying of the U.S. population has health insurance. I could have sworn it was like some crazy number if you convert it into the millions. But it's like when you look at that and then you look at how many dietitians there are, it's like there is so much need for this. Like there are so little dietitians and there are so many people with health insurance. And so I think it's such an amazing thing that we can offer. And typically, like if we look at the weight-centric bullshit that exists in medical care, the majority of people who have met with a dietitian who did take insurance was rooted in a weight-centric model, was telling them to fill half their plates with fruits and veggies.
And to layer on top of that, in the past, insurance only covered if you're quote-unquote, what do they call it? Was it Sharon Maxwell that had a cool name for BMI? That's like a, instead of saying BMI, I don't remember, but if your BMI is greater than X, Y, and Z, that was the only reason you could get coverage in the past, which is not the truth now.
Yeah.
Right. Or you had to have diabetes or kidney disease. Cause when I worked in the hospital, that was who I got to see, because that was what insurance would cover.
Exactly.
Like, and that was it.
Exactly. So it's like the fact that let's take every single person in our online community. So take both of our TikTok followings, take both of our Instagram followings, put everybody in the same pot, right? All of these people they're interested in finding food freedom, in having no morality with food, feeling neutral or accepting their bodies, genuinely improving their health with health promoting behaviors. And a lot of the times, like in traditional dietetics, you're not going to find somebody who can help you do that in a way that, like you said, that's safe, or the words I used, fair and unbiased. Mm. And so I think it's just, it's unbelievable. And I really do think that you, me, and other weight inclusive providers are going to start shaking shit up because people are going to start to notice that they can now use their insurance.
So if you are listening to this and the number one thing holding you back from getting support, and support could be literally meeting with a registered dietitian from a weight neutral perspective to understand foods that will make your body feel good, right? Like mm-hmm. asking those questions, even if, and this is what I tell people too. It's like, you know, at this point, if you're going to send me a DM that's like asking a question about something, like fill out this link. Like let's have a 60 minute or more conversation to answer this specific question for you that is covered by insurance.
Correct.
Like that is, and then you can get actual care. So you can share your previous medical history with somebody and you can get answers that are literally unique to you versus like sliding into a wellness influencer's DMs and having them be like, take this supplement. Like, no. Right?
100% that they're probably getting commission off of. If
100%.
Yeah.
So like this care could be just figuring out foods that are best for you. This care could be, you know, helping you, you know, create a guide to training for a race. Like we have a registered dietitian on our team that specializes in half and full marathon training and nutrition support for that from a weight neutral perspective. It could be for pre and postnatal. It could be pregnancy. It could be breastfeeding support. It could be intuitive eating. It could be just like any comorbidity in between, heart, diabetes, kidneys, all of these things. Registered dietitians can support you from a weight neutral perspective in actually actually promoting your health, making health the priority, and do it without a copay. Like, how fucking cool is that?
Yes. Or without having to invest, let's call it what it is, like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars totally. Into a long-term private pay support program. And there's nothing against that.
No.
Like whatsoever. And there are some clients that might prefer that and want like some very exclusive type of program and like to each their own. But so I would think the easiest way from here that we can, you know, if you're listening to this and you want to look into this, Jenna, go ahead and plug your Instagram and then I'll do mine. Cause I feel like that's the easiest way for people to find like how they can check their benefits.
So for me, it's at happystronghealthy.rd, TikTok and Instagram. And the link is in both of my bios or right on my website, front and center, happystronghealthyrd.com. There's a little button that says get your benefits checked next to the apply now. If you click the benefits checked part, this link will be changing pretty soon now that we have a new way of verifying. But for now, you can, that link will still be there and you'll click that. You'll put in a little bit of information about yourself and our team will respond within 24 hours with what your benefits cover, and we can get you started with a registered dietitian ASAP. The other thing that I know is the same with you is there's no wait lists for our program because we have large teams of dietitians, all qualified, all trained by myself or Sammy. I know that that's a fact, so I can speak for you on this. So there's no wait list. It's depending on your availability and the dietitians, and we'll pair you up with whoever is available for you that would meet your needs best. I now, as a mom, will only pair moms with other moms on my team because I think that's really important to like get the mom-to-mom connection because I now truly believe that there's only things nutrition and body-wise that like talking to another mom can really help. Mm-hmm. So there's that piece too, but we'll connect you and you can be seen potentially even the same week, which is so cool.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And then to bounce off what Jenna said, you can, if you're interested in working with the Fine Food Freedom team, probably easiest way is to go to Instagram. Our Instagram handle is at find.food.freedom. So there's dots between Fine Food Freedom. And you'll see that in our bio as well. If you click the bio, it'll bring up a button to say, get your benefits checked. And like you had said earlier about intuitive eating, Jenna, I believe I should know this off the top of my head. I got to fact check after this episode, but I believe it's either 5 or 6 out of our 8 dietitians are also certified intuitive eating counselors. So if you're really looking for that intuitive eating framework, we're happy to supply it. And just like Jenna said, like all of our dietitians, it's so amazing to see all the different specializations between eating disorder, sport performance. I know you and I both have both of those on our team. So it's just, it's what a great way to kick off January and to offer such amazing resources.
Plug, how many people have applied since you started taking insurance? And I can share just from, I mean, we've been taking insurance for a little bit longer, but even over the weekend, the amount of people, because it's January, it's just like so incredible to see people looking for nutrition support in the right place. So just put out a number.
So we had, as you said earlier, there was like a couple different ways that you could check your benefits. When we initially launched and it was clicking a different link, we had over 1,000 people click the link and trial. And then since we've switched over, this was like within a day or so, we've had 152 people apply in the past few days.
Insane.
That are, and over, well over 40 appointments scheduled. So it's wild to see.
Insane. From the 6th, which was Friday, right? Was that Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see my calendar.
Ish.
Saturday. So since Saturday. And I didn't even have anything up on Instagram, but since Saturday, we had 37 people and counting apply for support, which is like incredible. And we've been taking insurance, like I said, for a while. So this is just people that are being inundated with the mindset of January 1st messaging on social media that chose a different path. And I just think that is so freaking cool to know that between us, we have hundreds of people that are now getting the support that they deserve from a compassionate lens. So hopefully this helps more people find the support that they deserve at the price point. Hopefully that is best for them. And we are just so grateful for all of you listeners and hope that this helps.
So the other day we had friends over, Jenna, and we were sitting at the kitchen counter and the one gentleman goes, "Have you guys heard of AG1? And I was like, "Oh, well, I sure have. Let me tell you about it." And it was so funny. I like went over to the pantry. I grabbed some travel packs for him. I gave them to him. But he just started to talk about how this year he's been making a lot of adjustments to see like what really feels pleasant in his body. And one thing he's noticed is that he's always turning to caffeine at that 3 p.m. time slot to try to like get more energy and all of those things. And he's been really focusing on increasing nutrient density. So he was asking if AG1 was a good fit. And I was like, "Well, funny you ask, because Jenna and I love AG1 because it is an NSF certified for sport supplement, and it has 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced ingredients. And I thought it would be a great thing for him to try. So I was really happy to give him some sample packs, because if you are trying to increase hydration, if you are trying to increase nutrient density, if you are looking for a supplemental beverage too that isn't caffeine, this is a really great way to try something new. So I will have to report back how my friend Vinny likes AG1, but I was very happy that I could share it with him.
Well, Vinny, we'll be looking forward to your review. And if anybody else would like to try AG1 like Vinny, you can try AG1 and also get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2, plus 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/fork. That's drinkag1.com/fork to check it out.
I basically texted you like in total fear last night.
I know. Like, I didn't see it till this morning. I felt so bad.
No, I just like, I was 100% certain that I was going to be puking my brains out and shitting my brains out all night long, because the amount of throw up that I cleaned up this weekend from Sienna with the stomach bug. If I'm knocking on wood over here, if I don't somehow get sick in the next few days, like it's a miracle. Like it's a goddamn miracle. And so like my stomach was rumbling last night. It was so distended. Like I'm pregnant, but it was like a 9-month belly, like hard. You could knock on it. It was rumbling. And I was like, "Oh, it's on. Like it's happening." So I texted you. So then like in the morning, you wouldn't be
feeling so
confused
well.
Of like, so I could be like, "Hey, like it hit, like I'm out." But then like I woke up and like it didn't hit. But now like every time I eat, I'm like, "Is this going to be the last thing I eat before I start puking?"
I'm eating a burrito.
I'm like so in fear.
So sorry.
No, I've been eating normally, but I'm like so in fear, because you know how like you can ruin the last thing you ate because if it comes back up. So that's what we're struggling with over here. Fun times. Good times.
So like basically what you're saying is nothing changes, because I feel like we've had this exact same conversation like 12 times yep. on our podcast. So for our listeners, please don't be worried about our children. Be worried about us.
sick kids, sick parents is by far the
as
worst.
As I'm coughing, where is this coming from?
Yes. It is the worst part of parenting, hands down. Like, when anyone says, like, what is the hardest part of parenting? I think it's, like, the sickness with kids, injuries with kids, ER visits with kids, like, parents being sick, taking care, like, anything in that bucket. Everything else to me feels like manageable, but that it just like sends me.
Yeah. And I think, so one of the things I know I told you I wanted to talk about today is like weird anxieties. And I think the reason I bring that up is because there's some sort of storm headed this way, also in Florida. And when I became a mom, I think everybody suffers from some sort of anxiety, and I never would have been able to pinpoint like what my anxieties were until I was pregnant with Noah. And in 2020, there was a storm. I was living at my parents' house. My parents were still in Rochester, New York at the time. We were living at my parents' house because we were selling our condo before we moved into the house that we're in now. And their house is like, has a lot of trees, a lot of wind. It's by the ocean. You could see the ocean being angry. Long story short, it was a really big storm that knocked out power for a week. And I was fine. Like, nothing happened to me. But ever since that godforsaken storm, I have this irrational fear of wind, trees, and power going out. Irrational fear. So, of course, I have alerts set up on my phone that tells me when there's weather coming. And we don't have cable anymore, so I'm on TikTok looking up New Jersey weather. And of course, there's all these like fear-mongering posts about weather. Anyways, long story short, there's a storm coming, and my anxiety is just like, I can't take a full deep breath, like that kind of anxiety. Like, and my mom's texting me like, it's fine. It's just a little rain. My husband's like, we have all of these things in place to prevent blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I can't hear you, because all I hear is that our house is going to like light on fire. Like, that's what's going on in my brain. And so I don't know if it's pregnancy related, like mom related, whatever it is, but like that is an irrational anxiety that I have that I like cannot explain it. And I would love to know if you have something similar.
I was literally, as I was listening to you speak, I have an irrational, what's the right word? I'm the complete opposite of you in this. So
you love power outages.
So I have like an irrational, everything's gonna be fine. Like, there will be a category 4 hurricane barricading towards our home. And I'm like, it's fine. They told us to evacuate. It's fine. I think that's like, unfortunately, a part of the Floridian that has like sunken into me. But like, we got an
email.
You're
the one that doesn't leave.
Yeah. We got an email yesterday about like, there's a special marine warning that's active right now for my zip code. And like, we got an email from the daycare that like, they're staying open, but they're going to monitor. I like literally was like, what the fuck is this? We actually lost power last night yesterday for like 2 hours. I was like, we're good. Like, I just like, and again, this comes from the privilege of like, everything's always been okay and worked out. So like, please know I come at this with like, people that have undergone like their homes being destroyed, and like anyone that hears this is probably like, that girl is a fucking idiot, and I understand. But I feel like I'm like the complete opposite of you, where like my mom will be like, oh, there's a hurricane coming this weekend, like, you guys good? And I'm like, oh, I had no idea. Like, that has happened multiple times. So I wish I could say, I mean, do I understand irrational anxiety? Yes, I have irrational anxiety about many things, but whether I'm like, honestly, I don't want to even put this out there. I'm going to knock on wood, because I don't want Mother Nature to test me, because like, I'm
know.
The opposite.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I think that that's amazing. I never knew that about you, and I'm like mind blown, and like would like a little bit of that calmness like sent to me if you don't mind, because like it's a very normal part of living in New Jersey too in the wintertime to like have weather issues. But like I live by a lot of trees, so I don't know if it's like a tree thing. I don't know, but like it's so common here wind that like I need some help getting over it. But like everyone's like, you're fine.
What I can tell you is what my husband has been having to tell me for the past 48 hours with my irrational fear that I'm going to be throwing up and shitting for hours is I just keep talking about it and I can't stop fearing it. And he's had to be like, okay, you need to take some deep breaths. And like, you have no control of like, if you're going to get sick or not, right? Like you and I both had to take care of the baby when she was sick, and we did the best we could to sanitize and wash and not touch our mouths and like all of this stuff. But like, there's literally nothing else we can do. And I think it's kind of that same thing, right? Of like looking at the weather, like there is nothing you can do to change the weather.
But like, now, why can't course, I?
Right. But then going back to like how for the sickness for me, like I was able to sanitize, wash my hands, like do certain things. So like when it comes to like what Matt was saying, your husband, of like, okay, what are the things that you have in place? Like if there are storms, right? Like if you do lose power, I did say to Luke when we lost power yesterday, I literally said to him, I was like, oh my God, if I was a pumping new mom and we lost power, I would fucking flip out right now.
Pulling my pump out of my bra.
Perfect reminder. So like those are things, right? That like, it's like, okay, if you have a ton of frozen milk, now if you only lose power for a few hours, you're going to be fine. It's also important to know that if it does liquefy a little, but there are frozen chunks in it, it is still good to refreeze.
Good to know.
So yeah, as long as there's still like icicles in it. But I think like those are the things where it's like, okay, what are the things that I can do? But like also releasing that control of like, you cannot control the weather.
I know.
But it's so hard. You're right. And then it's finding those distractions, right? Of like, is there anything that you can do to distract? I would probably say that getting weather alerts on your phone is not
a good idea.
And definitely going down the TikTok rabbit hole is probably not the best thing. But I think there is a difference between like being informed and educated and like knowing things. And if you feel like you're just like spiraling down a hole, then might want to call you out kindly on that.
Well, now everybody knows how a little bit crazy I am. But I hope that if anybody else listening has like something that developed during pregnancy and also like early postpartum, like I think that's really normal, but like I've never heard anybody talk about it. But I really in my heart believe that it's pretty normal.
Well, like for those things, postpartum anxiety. And it comes like
in
down
general,
to like,
right?
Yeah. And then it comes down to like, okay, when you look at like the core fear here, if we keep digging, it's safety. So like, of course you're going to have that anxiety, because if you keep asking, okay, like, why am I scared about this? Why am I scared about this? Like, it's safety. It's safety of your kids. It's safety of your family, your home. Like, and like when you're in that new postpartum space, like it's like that mama bear, like just wanting to keep your kids safe. Like that makes total sense.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, thank you for validating that for me.
You're welcome. So I feel like that's a perfect way to just take it home. And we can include our links in the show notes too, to make it easier. So that way, if you want to get your benefits checked, it'll just say like, check with Sammy, check with Jenna. That way you can just click the links that you want, that you need. And we will be here for you every step of the way.
No wait list, people. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of What the Actual Fork Pod. We know there are a lot of pods out there, and we are so grateful that you are here listening with us.
So if you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, like, share with all of your friends and faves, and don't forget to rate and review and let us know what you want to hear more of. The more we hear from you, the more that we can make these episodes exactly what you want. We would also love to connect with you on Instagram at @whattheactualforkpod.
We promise to continue to bring you the hottest topics, greatest guests, and the most fun you can possibly have fighting diet culture bullshit. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you next week for more fun.